From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Iraqi forces have begun a military offensive aimed at dislodging Islamic State militants from the western part of the city of Mosul. The U.S.-backed effort is the latest phase in a four-month-long operation to retake the country's second-largest city. Iraqi forces have already retaken several villages and are aiming at an airport. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis told reporters traveling with him Sunday that he will decide soon whether to recommend an increase in the number of U.S. troops in Afghanistan.
We're putting our thoughts together now. The president has been rightly reticent on it because he's waiting for my assessment and the assessment from the intelligence community, and he's open to my advice on it. But first of all, I've got to formulate where I stand.
Mattis said he spoke for several hours Sunday via video conference with General John Nicholson. He's the top U.S. military official in Afghanistan. Somali officials say at least 30 people were killed and dozens wounded when a car bomb exploded Sunday in a market in the capital Mogadishu. Security officials and witnesses say the victims included civilians, shopkeepers, government soldiers. Officials are blaming al-Shabaab. Ecuadorians went to the polls Sunday to elect a new leader. Socialist President Rafael Correa's hand-picked successor, Lenin Moreno, leads his opponent, garnering just over 38% of the vote. That is just a little less than needed to avoid a runoff. Former banker Guillermo Lasso is in second place with 30%. The South Korean government says it believes North Korea masterminded the assassination of Kim Jong-nam, the half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Malaysian police, meanwhile, say they are looking for four North Korean suspects. This is VOA News.